With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In the wake of that attack in Washington, President Trump is criticizing a program that brought Afghans into the U.S.
The shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. is throwing a spotlight on Operation Allies Welcome, a program that brought around 76,000 Afghans to the United States after the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Sources say the suspect was granted asylum in April after serving in an Afghan army unit that worked with the CIA in Kandahar. In a post on social media Wednesday night, President Trump reiterated his goal to rescreen every Afghan who entered the country under the program.
We must take all necessary measures to ensure the removal of any alien from any country who does not belong here or add benefit to our country. If they can't love our country, we don't want them.
Jennifer King, Washington.
One of two West Virginia National Guard members who was shot has passed away. Specialist Sarah Beckstrom was 20. Two Russians and one American arriving at the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
A Soyuz booster rocket lifted off at 2:27 p.m. local time in Kazakhstan on Thursday. It docked at the station approximately 3 hours after liftoff. The Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft carried NASA astronaut Chris Williams and Russian crewmates Sergei Mikhaev and Sergei Kudryavtsev. All three are expected to spend about 8 months at the orbiting outpost. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Trump says he'll visit Beijing next spring, and then he'll be hosting China's president for a state visit in Washington later in the year. Rescue teams and residents in Indonesia's Sumatra Island sifting through mud and debris after landslides killed dozens of people. This is SRN News. Another abortion clinic is shutting its doors.
Planned Parenthood of Greater Ohio says it's shutting down its clinic in Franklinton because of President Trump's efforts to remove taxpayer funding for all businesses that perform abortions. That makes 45 Planned Parenthood clinics close this year. Most of the closures have taken place in pro-abortion states, such as California, Illinois, and Minnesota. Planned Parenthood takes in hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars every year. Michael Harrington reporting.
American Bible Society's annual report finds 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they've read the scriptures at least 3 times a year outside of church. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half Americans fit that category. The report also reveals little more than 1/3 of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users. This is SRN News. National Parks entrance fees are going up an additional $100 for foreign visitors at many sites. Ben Thomas reports.
Set to take effect January 1st, foreign tourists will also see the price of an annual parks pass jump to $250. U.S. residents will continue to be charged $80. And foreign visitors will still have to pay on the park system's fee-free days. Those will be reserved for American residents. The national parks have been dealing with a major staff reduction and severe budget cuts. They're also recovering from the government shutdown and a significant loss of revenue that resulted. Ben Thomas, Washington.
THC-infused drinks have soared in popularity as alcohol sales decline, but the bill that ended the federal government shutdown this month includes a provision to ban THC products derived from hemp. More details at srnnews.com.